Hello, hello, hello. Gloria and Sylvia here with another edition of Karma Talk. And today, we're going to talk about our top New Age pet peeves. All right, we've got to get it off our chests. And we know that a lot of you are going to identify with what we have to say. It's about time that this stuff got reported, brought to the light of day. These things are chronic problems. They are discrediting the spiritual movements of this world. And we need to talk about it. Okay? All right. The first one, the first pet peeve we have has to do with the following scenario. You go to a workshop. You go there, the workshop leader leads everybody into a quiet space, people are lying down, you're starting to meditate, get into a very, very high spiritual vibration, and what happens? All of a sudden you hear... Oh my God! First of all, you're trying to be spiritual. Now you're having to deal with this sound and this person who was rude enough not to put his thumb and forefinger together in order to keep himself awake. All right? So you're trying to get into a state of love and you want to just kill the person. Then everybody's confused. Nobody knows. Do we wake the person up? Do we let them sleep? Maybe this is the only time the entire week with their corporate job they've been able to sleep. Maybe they have narcolepsy and we should be allowing of that. It's a problem, all right? So we call this the New Age workshop snorer. Okay, that's the first pet peeve. The next one is now you're in a group. Maybe you just had a ceremony or a ritual, and everybody is starting to go into the oming. All right, we're going to do three synchronized oms, or maybe it's going to be a continuous om for several minutes. Everybody starts out, om. And what do you start hearing? All right, somebody with no sense of pitch whatsoever and is the loudest one of all. All right, for somebody like Marguerite, who has a sense of pitch, she can tell if it even goes off one little vibration. This is like nails on a chalkboard. All right, she becomes like an animal, a dog that can hear a sound and starts wailing because nobody else can hear the sound. This is a problem. All right, there's no harmony about this situation. These people, they don't know that they're sounding like a wailing animal and they don't know how to shut up. All right, at least if you don't have any pitch, be quiet. Don't dominate the entire thing and ruin it. You know, ruin a spiritual moment because you cannot sing. Okay? That's the next one. All right. The next pet peeve we have is you're planning a brunch. You have a brunch, you're having some people over. You have a beautiful spread of lox and cream cheese and bagels. What happens? Somebody brings a guest who's vegan. On top of it all, they're gluten-free. So now, you're in a tote pickle. You're scrambling. You're looking in the refrigerator. My God, do I have carrots? Do I have celery? I could give this person yogurt. Oh my God, no, I can't give this person yogurt. That's not vegan. My God, do I have any packets of miso in the cabinet from 1972? You know, It's a nightmare. You're thinking, do I have to go do a run to Whole Foods, but then I don't know what the difference is between vegan and vegetarian? You know, these are the types of things that go on. And on top of this, we've got the gluten situation. All right? People, what is going on with the gluten situation? Everybody is hysterical about gluten all of a sudden. There was never a problem before. People were just eating ones of bread and liking it. And now, you can't have gluten. So what ends up happening? You're eating this bread and these muffins. Mmm, this is delicious. When it really tastes like dust. And nobody's saying anything. It's like the emperor's new clothes around the gluten industry, the gluten-free industry. And it's just destroyed everything. You can't have any pasta anymore. It has to be rice pasta, which it doesn't cook well. I mean, Marguerite, it's sticking in the pot. You can't get it to separate. You can't swirl it on the... This is a nightmare to an Italian woman, all right? This gluten-free movement. Okay, the next pet peeve is the sensitive New Age guy who cannot seem to get a job. All right? For some reason, actually going out, making money, having a regular paycheck seems to be eluding this person. And what happens, they're mooching off their girlfriends. They're mooching off their girlfriend. That's it. And they're going around saying how spiritual they are, when really they are taking advantage of the largesse of other people. Okay, so what is that all about with these New Age men? The next thing that's a pet peeve is the people who are all about love and light. All right, love and light, love and light, love and light. They don't want to have anything in their life or their conversation that doesn't have anything to do with love and light. What ends up happening after the workshop, you go out into the parking lot, these people are cutting each other off, right? In the morning, when they don't have their coffee, they're a raging bitch. And, you know, there's nothing about love and light when people start getting into arguments about which master is the most high ascended master. And then they start practically punching each other out over this discussion. Okay? So there's something a little bit off with the love and light. On top of it all, what do we have with these people? We have what we call the crystal hoarders. All right? Oh my God. You walk into these houses. There's so many crystals, you don't even know how the structure of the house could hold them up without caving in. All right? Some of these things weigh 2,000 pounds from Brazil. Half the time, these people have not dusted in 25 years, it's disgusting. There's like a paste on top of all these crystals. And you're just wondering, what is it all about? What is it all about? We would add here that, you know, people shouldn't be having all those crystals, all right? They're being harvested from all over the world. And they're going into different people's homes and things like that. We think that crystals should go the way of elephant tusks. They should be outlawed. You should stop taking them out of the earth and just use what you have now. Don't keep going on with this, because there's a reason why crystals are there, and it's not so that you could break it off and have it in your house and not even know what to do with it half the time. Okay? All right, the next thing is you go to a ceremony, a workshop, whatever it is, and they start in with those songs. All right? The songs. The songs that a Girl Scout in first grade could have done a better job writing. Okay? They say nothing. They lead nowhere. There's no real melody. There's no kick. There's no bite. And everybody resurrects these songs ritual after ritual, and you have to sing them and say, oh, isn't this a wonderful song? This is getting me into a high spiritual state. And meanwhile, you're sitting there, oh my God, this is so boring. Who wrote this song? Who wrote this song? These should be bands. All right, there should be a level of musicianship that has to be required for these things. And then these people, they're selling the CDs, and you're buying the CDs, and you're like, oh, isn't this nice? And you go into a house, and somebody's playing the CD. My God. All right, we know that you know what we're talking about here. All right, we're just gonna get this out. All right, it has to be expressed. We cannot repress these feelings anymore. Another pet peeve here we have is people who are in relationships and they call their partner beloved. Beloved, all right? Especially on Facebook, all right? Where everybody is having the perfect relationship. Everybody is their beloved. Really? Beloved, when you're talking about arguing about the garbage and, you know, half the time this person is philandering, that's not so beloved, and yet everybody's talking about beloved. That's a problem. The next pet peeve is what we call the massage man. All right? How many parties did Marguerite go to where there is a man who says, can I give you a massage? All right? She started to learn. Can I give you a massage was shorthand for, I am married or in a significant relationship, but my partner is away, and you look kind of cute, and I want to touch your body, and if it goes somewhere, I'll take you into the back room, and we can have sex. That's what can I give you a massage is the code word for in the New Age movement. We're calling it out. We want everybody to know. Be on the lookout. The next time somebody says, can I give you a massage? You know, you better check his pedigree, because what's going to happen? You're going to go through the entire situation. You're going to sleep with the guy. In the morning, you're going to find out, oh my God, he's married. He didn't tell you. You didn't think to ask. You didn't want to be rude. All right, you're a liberal New Age woman. You're not going to ask somebody if they're married, right? All right, and there it is, and you're in a pickle. Another pet peeve we have is what we call the hip hugger utility belt. All right, who started that? Who started that look? What is that all about? How many tools and implements does a woman need while she is belly dancing, that she has to have a utility belt under her navel? All right? Where did that come from? You know, human creativity, it's endless, but it's become something of the uniform. All right, maybe now it's sort of starting to wane in terms of the style, but we noticed it, and it just made us curious, and then everybody was starting to make them and sell them, and they were all over the festivals and whatnot and so on, and now there's going to be a big pile and landfill of utility belts of this nature. All right, whatever. Finally, our final pet peeve to end this rant is what we call polyamory. All right? This is a big deal in the New Age movement. It's especially in California because they wouldn't put up with it in New York. But it's all about, you know, basically an anything goes type of situation where you can have multiple partners, this and that, and that there's supposed to be rules and regulations when it's done right. Basically, we've never seen this work out well. Somebody gets hurt. And again, it's a code word for I want to do whatever I want, sleep with whoever I want, and still have you to come home to in a pinch or when the other people go away and are tired of listening to my story. Okay? So we're from New York. We're telling you, people, do it the old-fashioned way. Just have an affair, all right? It's simpler. It's easier. Sometimes nobody has to find out about it. You're not trying to get your whole life in an uproar, dealing with the situation, managing, and all that sort of thing. All right? So we know that a lot of you are going to be feeling relieved that somebody understands you, that we have brought up these points. And we want you all to write in. Write in to the Gloria and Sylvia Facebook page if you have more pet peeves, more new age pet peeves. We want to air it all out now. Now is the time. Okay, so this has been Gloria and Sylvia with another edition of Karma Talk. And you know what we say. Keep laughing. Bye-bye.